started in 2005. The Google Summer of Code consists of Google sponsoring high school and university, university students with money for doing free software work. So each student gets $4,500 for the entire summer, and the mentoring organization gets $500 to cover for mentor time, etc.
I have to turn off this one.
So I found this project, Debian NAS project, on the Debian Wiki, and then I started contacting Debian. IRC and email. Then I created a project proposal, which is the way the Google Summer of Code works. You create a project proposal and the mentoring organization votes about it, and then they have a few slots which they will get paid from Google. And then I presented myself on a public mailing list. And then all kinds of weird shit started happening because people started contacting me and said, "Hey, I saw that you presented yourself on the Debian Book mailing list. I live in Gothenburg, which I visited. Maybe we could have a cup of coffee sometime and talk about Debian installer. That's so great." And all other crazy stuff like that. People contacting me because I just showed my name and face. And then we have this, I don't know, this is the actual Summer of Code project. I don't know what happened here, really. And then profit I got paid. I actually got paid for doing free software work. Well, then this would be the three question marks then. What actually happened this summer? The Debian NAS project consisted of, this is what I actually did, and it took about 3 months. My original proposal would probably have taken 3 years, which is a lesson learned. Anyway, I added support to Debian Installer so that it actually can be used to install on this embedded NAS device, the Curobox Pro. I actually have it with me, but it's in my bag, so I can show it later. And then I worked on a package called Rescue Init RAMFS. And that adds the possibility, for instance, on headless machines, you can't use encrypted rootfs because you have to type the password every time you boot. So with Rescue Init RAMFS, if the rootfs isn't mounted correctly, then you can log in via SSH to the RAM disk and print the key password there. And then I packaged two programs, a microcontroller daemon, this microEDTD, and a bootloader environment tool for U-boot, the bootloader of this device, U-boot Encode. And they're both in Debian now. And I started polishing a bit on an already existing piece of software, a web front end for Debian installer. But I didn't have that much time left. So the aftermath, thanks to this Google Summer of Code project, I was invited to the Debian Embedded work session in Spain. So a region in Spain, this Extremadura region, paid for travel and food and housing for a week. And that's great. And it was great, hot weather, etc. My current plan and future plans is, we have a Debian dev room here at the Sons, so you're free to please come by, say hi, or say anything. And then I'm working, this is the MTD flash, it's the onboard flash that's on this NAS device. And it's not possible to partition it in some sane way, and Debian installer has to be able to partition stuff that it's going to use. So I'm working on trying to get that into Debian installer and possibly having some way of partitioning it for real then. And well, I'm not a Debian developer yet, but I'm planning to be, so thank you again. I can actually show the NASA Wise. Have you seen it? It looks like this. So now you've seen it. Maybe one quick question.
Will the software work on any NAS device or just that one?
This one and similar. There is a platform called Orion 5S, which is in the mainline Linux kernel. And so the work I did works on this one and a sort of sister device, which doesn't have on it.